This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
At some point in the next few seconds, next few minutes, the queen herself, Shaletta, is walking into the studio. You'll know, I'll know, we'll hear. It was just last week, Dave, when you were out and Lindsay was in, and Lindsay, I'm trying to think who else, who was doing the new, I think it was Ari last week. And we were talking about something, and Shaletta was like, don't take my time. Oh. Don't take my time. And now she's texting me right now. You know what she's saying to me? I'm on the elevator.
That's not.
I went a little later.
Yeah.
Giving her more time.
I mean, in the elevator isn't in the studio. Oh no, Shaletta, you're right on time. It's great to see you. I've never had a problem with you being late ever again. Everything's great.
This is how it is for the show, too.
I like to make you guys wait. There's nothing wrong with being a little patient. Everybody could exercise a little bit more patience, waiting. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
Okay.
I'm a very patient person. You know, I wait my turn.
Oh, yeah, you're a giver in that area.
I allow others to go out. You know, no, you go first. You take that promotion.
I agree with you.
I'm waiting for that one to happen.
No, she does.
You go. I'll wait. Mm-hmm. I'll be patient and wait my turn. That's how I roll.
All right, let's jump into this one. The city of Minneapolis, if they could get something done on time,
Father,
there's no chance. If they can push it back over and over and over and over again. And here we go again on another delay for George Floyd Square. Dave Harrigan, find me the Andrea Jenkins soundbite and play it. Let's go.
Give me a second here. I got to dig it up.
He's digging, and while he's digging, let me dig into the skin of anybody who's been on a planning committee, because this is ridiculous. They should have so much infrastructure around George Floyd Square that entire community should be wealthy right now. They should have frozen everything in the Cup Foods exactly the way that it was when he died. They should have a memorial out there. People are coming from around the world for years to visit that square, and all they could do was visit it, take a picture, and leave. There's no hotels. There's nothing around there. There's nothing to do except go and visit and take a snapshot. Money is flying out of that community, and it is the fault of the people who are in charge of revitalizing that neighborhood.
They won't make a decision.
Because they're scared. And at some point, somebody's got to take a chance. At some point, somebody's got to have courage and be brave. Listen, people say, well, you know, we don't want to profit off of a man's death. Have you been to the Lorraine Motel? Have you seen the money that comes through the area of the Lorraine Motel where Dr. King died? Schools take tours there. People come there. There are restaurants and hotels. It is exactly the way it was when he died. The whole entire city council needs to get on a bus, go to the Lorraine Motel, and ask the people of that fair city, what did you do and how can we replicate that? Because everybody around the Lorraine Hotel where Dr. King died has a thriving business because of the foot traffic and the tourism that comes in that community.
How would you feel? Let's say any of the three of us, or all three of us together, owned a business right around where George Floyd was murdered. And sometimes there's just unfortunate timing. And you get, because this became an international story, that in the number of protesters were there, the media was there, that it wasn't going to turn around the next week. It was going to take time. But month after month, year after year, nothing happens. For a long time, citizens couldn't even get in there. The police couldn't even get in there. So what happened yesterday? So they tabled a redesign plan. All they do is table plans. So instead of considering it and making a pedestrian-only plaza despite property owners' opposition to the plan. So once again, the plan is on ice. Allow the businesses to have a chance to succeed. Allow people, if they want to go down, to honor George Floyd, to see where it happened. If that's what they want, they'll be parts of that. But this is asinine. As Andrea Jenkins said, we're not that far away from 5 years, Shaletta, and they keep punting, keep pushing it down the road. This council is, they're incompetent.
They're not incompetent. They're afraid of being wrong. This is when Minnesota Nice goes wrong. You remember the Dave Chappelle skit when Keeping It Real goes wrong? This is when Minnesota Nice goes wrong. When somebody doesn't want to go 10 toes in, stand on business, flat footed, and say, you know what? This community is struggling financially. People are coming from around the world to see this memorial. This is the birthplace of the modern day civil rights movement, and we don't have a reason for anybody to do anything except come here, take a picture, and leave. Let's freeze up Cup Foods exactly the way it was when he died. Put some restaurants and hotels around here just like they had at the Lorraine Motel. Schedule tours, create educational opportunities for schools and classrooms, and build infrastructure around a tragic incident. It's happening around the country. Go to the Lorraine Motel and you'll see everything around there is thriving. Go to Graceland. Elvis's wives and babies' mamas are not hurting for money right now. Why? Because they have built a thriving infrastructure around a certain point, a historical site and landmark, and given people who are already coming a reason to stay. Somebody's got to be brave.
Here's what I'm saying too. How about just the person who lives two blocks away and wants to get groceries there, or wants to get their dry cleaning there, who wants to get their shoes repaired, who wants to buy some clothes? So you're going to have both. Now, you're getting a lot of people who are going at you in the text machine. There's a shock where they're saying, is Shaletta really comparing George Floyd to Dr. King? You want to expand on that?
I didn't say George Floyd was the same as Dr. King. What I'm saying is what I said. If they listen and stop being angry before they start texting and using their fingers, I said the Lorraine Motel is a great model for what we could do at George Floyd Square. It was a tragic moment in American history. I went to the square almost every day for months, either to pass out children's books or to do stories or to organize news crews, and people were coming from around the world. Same as the Lorraine Motel, where Dr. King died. The place where George Floyd died is a tourist destination. So if you want to do something for that community, which is hurting financially, I've spent time there. These people need jobs. They need infrastructure. Make a decision.
Let's do this.
Make a decision.
Michael Rainville is a member of the city council. He's called in on his own. We didn't reach out, but we chatted with Michael before. We played a soundbite from Andrea Jenkins. Let's make this a very brief break. So hang on, Michael. We'll get right back to you. Why does the council keep tabling important issues like this? and what you people think of it. Michael Brainville, a member of the city council, with us in moments on CCO.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Okay, we're talking about, Shaletta's here making a regular appearance about another plan with George Floyd Square,
the
which has been taped.
One.
Yeah, I mean, it happens over and over again. I've expressed my frustration with the city council constantly. This being probably my number one beef, that they put decisions off and they run from decisions. And Shaletta's making the point, some are afraid. I'm sorry. If you accept this position, if you run from decisions like this, you shouldn't be a member of the council. Now, Michael Rainville, who's a member of the council, represents Ward 3. That's parts of downtown, northeast Minneapolis. It's not directly George Floyd Square, but he votes on it.
Yeah.
So, Michael, what do you want to say about this getting pushed off for, as Shaletta said, about the 500th time?
So thanks, Chad, and thanks for taking my call. I called in because I heard Shaletta say that the council was afraid to make a decision, and Shaletta, you are so right. They have no life experience. They have never been to Memphis and seen the economic activity around the motel, and that's what that area needs. The businesses need to thrive, mm-hmm. and the residents need to be able to drive down Chicago Avenue.
And, you know, if the council got on a bus or a plane and went to Memphis and talked to some of those businesses, talked to that area, they will see how economically impoverished it was and how they froze the moment in time when Dr. King died at the Lorraine Motel and built infrastructure in that community that created jobs for the young people, that created hotels. The restaurants are full. People come from all over the world, just like they do in George Floyd Square, to see the place where Dr. King died. I'm at the square often. So I'm not talking about something I don't know about. I have met people from Portugal, Spain, Hong Kong, Singapore. I've been translated more times than I can imagine, speaking to foreign press. And this is not just on the anniversary of George Floyd's death or the moment that, you know, the verdict came in. This is every day, all day long. People are coming there, councilman, and they are taking a picture and they're leaving and going to the Mall of America because we've given them no reason to stay and spend money and invest back in that community. They are just coming there for the moment and then they are leaving.
You're absolutely right. And we're losing that opportunity. Andrea Jenkins, the council member there, has done so much work. She's led the effort to buy the gas station across the street.
Yeah, she, please make sure you tell them the gas station that doesn't sell gas. It's just there.
Right. Right. Yep. And it's just these younger councilmembers, they do not show the respect to a seasoned black woman that has the vision that Andrea does. It's very hard for me to sit there and listen to the lack of courage that they have.
Michael, let me ask you this. Again, this is Michael Rainville, member of the city council, represents Ward 3, that's downtown, not George Floyd Square, but they're voting on it. His vote matters every bit as much. Why should someone who's listening right now, Michael, and I really appreciate you calling in, why should somebody believe that in the next 2 or 3 months, a decision will actually be made? Maybe a decision, and let's just guarantee this, it's a decision where you're not going to have 100% agreement. That's business. That's life. But why should we believe a decision is finally going to happen?
Well, you should not believe that, again, because I go back to Shaletta. The whole reason I called in, Shaletta, you are absolutely right. These young council members are afraid to make a decision, and they do not respect the wisdom from Andrea Jenkins. It's terrible.
Can I sponsor a charter bus? I don't know if you heard, but I'm rich. I made $1 million last year. I like to throw that out in casual conversation to anger white jealous men. But I want to sponsor a bus. I want to charter a bus, and I want y'all to go to the Lorraine Motel and talk to some people. We need a freaking field trip right now. The Minneapolis City Council needs a field trip to the Lorraine Motel to talk to the city council members in that particular community, talk to the businesses around that area, and see how it's done. You can't do something you don't see. Sometimes you got to see it to believe it. And I believe that the Minneapolis City Council members need to leave this community and go see what's going on at the Lorraine Motel where Dr. King died, and look at how that particular community is thriving because of the tourism dollars that come in every year because of the way that they have preserved the area where he was killed.
Shaletta, let's make a deal. My number one council member, the one I get along the most with the best, is Latricia Vita.
Oh, that's my girl.
Why don't you and Latricia and I sit down, have lunch, and plan how we can invite the city council on a field trip?
Okay. All right. We're going on a field trip. We're going to need some permission slips. Somebody's going to have to be the bus monitor. We're going to assign the seats, and we're gone. Let's go. You going, Chad?
Yeah.
You coming?
You'll also bring a camera crew, Michael, because Shaletta wants this to be very visible.
Very, very, very.
Well, let's do this. We're going to go to Marie's, and we're going to sit in the Sid Hartman table,
there,
and we're
going
to work this out.
Yeah, I say listen.
Michael, you and Shaletta stay in touch. In fact, leave your number so Shaletta can get a hold of you if she doesn't have it.
I
appreciate you calling in. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you, Chad.
Michael Rainville checking in. I think Latricia is also a great member.
Nothing I like more than when someone says to me, Shaletta, you are absolutely right.
Yeah.
That's like music to my ears.
Dave, you want to offer that up to Shaletta right now?
No, he doesn't.
Shaletta, you're absolutely right.
He doesn't. Yeah.
I think I'm going to pass you at this point.
He's giving me a finger.
I'm disappointed by the news I saw yesterday.
What?
John Bream, when John was on Monday, we talked about the Grammys. Representatives from the Prince estate had said the Ezra Edelman Prince Netflix doc wouldn't see the light of day.
Mm-hmm.
And so we didn't know if that was just the Prince representatives. I think it's Londell McMillan. I believe mm-hmm. I have his name right.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't know if Londell was just saying that because they were hopeful or it wasn't going to happen. But now it's official. 9 hours. Ezra Edelman, who is a brilliant documentarian, maybe his most notable work was O.J. Made in America, which mm-hmm. was stunning.
Amazing.
And I get it. Prince is a flawed human like Shaletta, like me, like Dave, like all of us. So it wasn't just going to be glowing, wasn't just going to make Prince out to a deity. It was going to show a real person. And Edelman is so well respected. And now they've worked out some deal to kill it. Come on. I want to see the 9-hour doc on Prince. I think Edelman is so well respected. I hope some way that happens. But I highly doubt it now, considering they've already announced the deal is done.
And, you know, his sister, God rest her soul, is no longer here. Tyka Nelson, I don't know, you know, with her being absent from these negotiations, what anything, if anything, that had to do with it. But you know, everybody wants to rewrite history and make everybody, you know, rosy and prim and proper when we know that we all have a past. We all have a story. And this is a story to tell with a brilliant person who is telling it, who has a proven track record. This is not some fly by night guy who's just doing it for the first time.
Exactly.
You know, he's not getting his sea legs underneath him. He, you know, he's an award winning documentarian. And I hope in our lifetime that we get to see it, because they have put some work and some effort. They've done the interviews. You know, we've, you know, heard about it. It's been buzzing about, you know, the undercurrents for years now. And I hope at some point, the way they leaking stuff, we ought to see it on TikTok any moment now. Any moment now, the whole 9 hours should be on TikTok.
All right, we got to go.
Bye.
You got stuff done today. You got Michael Rainville ready to go out to lunch with you and get things done. I hope it happens.
I'll keep you posted.
Shaletta in the house. Check her out when periodically she actually hosts her own show on CCO, maybe once a month, noon to 3 on Saturdays.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.